Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum, mon frères et sœurs in the Middle East. Bonjour to my brothers and sisters in Paris, France. Welcome to the Jackie Coley Radio Show. And we are broadcasting live from Montreal, Canada. And returning to our show are our super guests, the Project, all my Chicago buddies out there.
Hey, Doc.
Hey, Doc,
Lynn,
you got it?
Ted, Chuck, Jeff.
Hello, Doc.
Hey, Doc, I'm tipping my hat to you, man. I'm tipping my hat to the phone over here.
Oh, yeah, we apologize about the music. For some reason, the hurt did not pop up when we needed to pop up. You know, they've been having a couple of problems out here with technical glitches.
Cool. Listen, we got Jeff and Chuck with us, Doc.
Wonderful. Well, bonjour, Chuck and Jeff. I've been following you on Reverb Nation. I've got your artist profiles up, and I'm so happy to meet you.
We're very happy. I'm happy to be here. I won't speak for Chuck. He can do that for himself.
Thank you, Doc. This is Chuck. Glad to be part of this.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, before we get started, let me just tell my listeners a little bit about Thaddeus Project. This is their, if I'm not mistaken, their third appearance on the show. We're now in our third season, and we're happy to be sponsored by now 15 universities around the world. And Thaddeus Project is a Chicago band with folk, alternative, experimental, unique soundscape. They've got a wonderful performance coming up at the Arcadia Theater in St. Charles, Illinois on May 25th, which I'm pretty sure Glenn and Ted will definitely be chiming in on about. So without further ado, Glenn and Ted, take it away. Tell us what's happening out there in Chicago.
Well, this is Ted. How you doing, Doc? I'm glad they
wonderful,
glad to talk.
Ted.
Yeah. What we've been doing is, we have this combo together, and the bottom line is you know, we go way the heck back with these guys. I mean, I've known Chuck, our percussionist drummer, since fourth grade, and I was in my first band with Glenn and Chuck when I was 13 years old. And Jeff, I've never been in a band with Jeff, but I know Chuck and Glenn have. But I've known Jeff since 14 years old. So what we're doing is we've been playing around Chicagoland area for the last 2 or 3 years, building up a market here as we continue to record, and now we got some things happening here. We got some concerts coming up and festivals, and we're actually filming at the Arcadia Theater May 25th and trying to get a couple of good takes there that will be on our album coming out later on this year.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, Doc, Glenn here, man. I was going to add some stuff onto that for you. You know, a lot of bands, the one thing that's really nice about this group is that we've had groups before, but
mm-hmm.
this group is real special. One of the things that we do is we express ourselves real well through jamming.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm is like if you come to see us play, let's say you catch us on a double night, you know, where we're on a whatever, on a Saturday or a Friday and a Saturday, we can
mm-hmm.
play the spoons, and I'm not lying when I say this because people have told me this, and they'll be slightly different the second day. You know what I mean? We have a it's a unique thing that really falls
right
in, and it has to do with the chemistry of the players. And
mm-hmm.
probably the nature of being so familiar with these guys. Like Ted was saying, I've known these guys forever. Chuck, the drummer, he got me in the very first band that I was ever in, okay? And Ted, we pulled Ted into his first band, and that was probably our second or third by that time, Chuck.
Oh, yeah, back then, yeah, you'd be changing bands about every 3 or 4 months. That was the nature of the beast.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
And
this is Chuck talking?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is, Doc.
Right. So
yeah,
you were saying, Chuck, that bands every 3 months?
Well, it depends. It depends on a lot of things. I'd say with some bands, a week is too long. with other bands, you could go decades. You could go decades.
Exactly.
So it's having that special chemistry out there. And I think part of our chemistry is we cut our musical teeth together. In fact, I'll hear my friend Glenn playing some of the riffs that he was playing playing back when we started. Some of them have a country western flair because his mother likes country western.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I grew up with a lot of country music, and then now to bring in Jeff. We got a great story about him too. Ted's got to tell you how we got to Jeff. But Jeff is a guy that I met early. Chuck and I ran into him our first year in high school, and Jeff happened to be with a band that was our first band, and it was a fairly long-lived band in high school. And you know, getting back with these guys, everything just clicks really, really well. I mean, there's a lot of just good feelings, you know. It's a lot of good time stuff, Doc.
This is Jeff. There was a way to characterize us back when Chuck and Glenn and I played together, and that was we were number one spontaneous, and usually Glenn sparked that because Glenn would get a tune in his head and he'd just kind of riff on that during practice, and the next thing you knew, we all fell in. And I think the other way to describe us back then. We were fearless. That might have been because we weren't smart enough to know that what we couldn't do. But
right. But you know, good question for you.
We weren't afraid of anything. I mean, back then we attacked, especially a lot of vocal stuff. We weren't afraid to do that. You know, three, four parts and stuff like that. So
Chambers Brothers, man.
Oh yeah. We did Three Dog Night, Chambers Brothers, and you know, we kind of attack things. We went after it back then. That pretty much characterized it, and I think it has a lot to do with what we do today, because I don't think any of us are really afraid of anything that we approach at this point.
Cool.
Wow. So yeah, speaking about your high school days, if I'm up correct, Jeff, is it Jeff or is it Chuck?
It's Jeff.
I gotta get it together, Jeff. So how did you meet each other? Were you in a concert band? Were you a marching band? Were you jamming independently? How did you? What's the story here?
My personal experience was, I had from freshman year, I started out with some other guys, but I was always around Glenn and Chuck. They were in a band very early on, and we used to run by each other because every other weekend we'd play a dance at the high school, and then they'd play another weekend and we were always, we were at each other's performances all the time. And, you know, like Chuck said, every 3 weeks or so you'd swap out. It was during one of those, I hooked up and from there it was all really kind of, all downhill, easy going from there.
Right. Is there a piece that you folks have, that you played several years ago that you may play, let's say, at the Arcadia later this month?
No.
That you've kind of fully developed from you know, the high school days?
No, because we've talked about that. And quite honestly, what we're playing at the Arcadia is we're playing Lull the Wagon, which is now out and was just nominated for a best video, which I think I sent you that. And we're
right,
also...
And congratulations, guys. And congratulations on, I think you had another nomination, if I'm not mistaken. Was that the same Load the Wagon for Independent Music Awards?
Yeah, Independent Music Awards was a whole different thing. And I can't even remember, but I think we won that last year. But this is for a different thing. This has to do with the video pertaining to that. But what's real interesting, starting at the Arcadia, what we're trying to do is we're trying to get a good recording of the whole performance, and it's the 10th anniversary of a song that we've talked about before, Picture Book. And this combo, which is the third combo alignment over 15 years for Thaddeus Project, we're coming up with a new version of this, which is going to be tremendous. and this will be released most likely as a single down the road, but we're trying to get a live recording of this song.
Okay.
And then, of course, a couple other songs that we want to get a good recording of and have some live cuts on this album that we're going to be coming out with.
Wonderful. So you Glenn and Ted knows, Chuck and Jeff, that Picture Book has always been my fave with your band. But as of recently, Frenchie and I was listening to The Hurt, and the melodic progression of The Hurt and the whole ambiance of that song has definitely replaced Picture Book. I want you guys to talk about The Hurt, because that song is absolutely tremendous. Vocally, chord progressions, the composition, and just the whole total environment of the song and the way it moves reminds me of early Peter Gabriel. That's where it takes us. Okay. Who wants to lead the charge on this?
You know what, Doc? It's Glenn here. I'll take a shot at this one. The Hurt actually it came to us. Ted was we were sitting down here in the man cave, and he was just kind of playing the progression. You know, he had found this thing, and he was just moving along with it. And I started humming to it, and it just the whole thing for some reason struck me in a real bluesy mood. Okay. And so I took it there. I kind of went with the blue light blues thing. Okay, that's the feel that I felt for it. And what's different about that song in a different aspect is this: usually Ted tends to play the lead guitar parts, and then I play the rhythms and things like that. The finger. But on this, it's reversed. I play the lead, and actual finger picking and stuff. So it's reversed that way. But anyway, it's interesting because what we came up with was I felt this thing. I felt like kind of a more of a down home kind of feel, like the kind of blues that goes on here in the smoky rooms and down where my wife comes from, down in. New Orleans, you know, it really was
okay.
Like the way I felt it. And I got a hold of my friend. We've got some other musical buddies here from the Ides of March. His name is Tim Bales. He was playing the horn, the horn solo that you hear on there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did a really, tell me, how about that? Is that a blowout or what, man?
It's an absolute blowout. Tell him that it's an absolute blowout.
That's hip. That's really hip stuff. And, I remember when he did it, he kept telling me, he says, you know, man, I don't want to ruin this song because he really liked it. And he thought he was overplaying it. And I was like, no, you just jumped on this thing and really made it come. But, it was all good, Doc. And but that's basically what I brought it there. I felt the blues thing on it. And one thing more I was going to say about the band itself. My wife, Carolyn, is probably one of the biggest critics around when it comes to the bands and the way this band in particular has sounded. And just laughing over the ages. And I don't want to tell you what she said about the first two bands, okay?
Okay.
Thought we were okay. No, she said, you guys are a little boring. But actually, my wife actually likes this group because she says that the feel comes through a lot better. And her and her friends come by, and they actually dance to us and stuff. So it's got a feel to it. You know what I mean, Doc? It's kind of hard to. You have to hear us, and you'll know what I'm talking about. But it's got more jump, you know. But anyway, you know,
right.
That's want to put anything on it?
Yeah, Doc, Glenn's absolutely correct. Basically, that was a guitar progression I was doing in my studio for me to just practice some licks, and then I started playing it for Glenn. And actually, live, you know, when we don't have a horn player with us live, we do a little bit of version because we can. It's our song. And then Glenn came up with the lyrics, sort of like with Picture Book. It just fell into place, and it was his idea to put the horn in there. And, you know, I do a lot of engineering and producing for us, and that was the first recording that we ever did with this combo. And, I give Jeff and Chuck a lot of credit because they really did a good job. And Glenn was knockout. And this was actually done in my studio. Now we're using multiple studios these days. And what was really what was really nice is another good friend of ours, Ray Listina from Park West Media, good friend of ours, we go way back to high school with him, too. He owns a media company. He was the one that put the video together, him and his son and a friend of his son. And it was
okay.
really interesting because what we did is we gave them the song and we said, just interpret it, just do something. And that was their interpretation of the song. They did a real creative thing for it, I think. I like the video myself, you know.
Doc, what do you think of my pork pie hat in that thing? Come on. The thing is.
Yeah, here's the thing. Let me tell you how the hurt came to me because, you know, as you're aware, I can get quite scatterbrained sometimes, and I'm dealing with so many people. So Sandy heard the hurt by accident, and she said, "These are our buddies, Thaddeus Project." I said, "That's not Thaddeus Project." She goes, "Yes, it is." Then Frenchie came in and told me, and then we saw the video together. So we were mesmerized by the video, all three of us at the same time. Then I went back independently while they were gone and listened to the hurt several times, which I've done in the past with your music, you know, particularly, you know, Picture Book and Load the Wagon and Rivertown. Please, you guys take me to a whole place. You know, I can actually visualize Rivertown somewhere, you know. But that hurt, you know, one thing I want to talk to you about, Glenn and Ted and Chuck and Jeff are the lyrics. The lyrics fit the song perfectly. It fit the mood of the song perfectly. And I want to know, so you basically told me about the inspiration about, you know, New Orleans, you know, smoky mm-hmm. filled rooms, but what else can you add to that, Glenn, for our listeners out there who may be just getting acquainted with the hurt?
Okay, well, you know, I mean, I don't know. Some people are going to cringe when I say this, but I've always been pretty honest and straightforward. And, you know, people mm-hmm. that have known me in the past know that I've been a bit of a character. I'm known as a bit of a character. And I pressed different things in my life that maybe weren't such good habits, if you follow what I'm saying, Doc.
And
it affected some of my relationships, you know. And to be honest with you, that's what I was actually kind of like drawing back on a time when I was a bit more of a character, if that's believable, than what I am now.
Right.
But, you know, it was, and I'll be honest, it was a lot of it had to do with alcohol and God knows what else, some of the stuff. Years back.
Right.
But that's what it was, honestly. It was just bringing back, you know, kind of bringing back the old ghosts and singing
about
it.
How did that feel, bringing back those old ghosts when you're stirring up those, you know, those quote-unquote demons? I mean, and, you know, there could be a salient quality to stirring up those old demons sometimes that kind of validates our current existence. How did that feel?
Oh, Doc, you know what? It's freedom, man. Mm-hmm. It's free. It frees you. It sometimes in our lives, you know, and I don't know how complex a human being I am compared to anyone else, but you know, sometimes there's a lot of stuff. You know, there's a lot of stuff that we carry around, and a lot of times when I do a song like that, or even like Picture Book, there's a certain redemption that comes. You know, a freedom, and it kind of opens up your spirit a bit. And gives you a fresh start, you know, a fresh start.
Exactly.
The hat. Okay, my wife's basically like my sister-in-law. She got me that hat. I mean that hat, man. When you put that hat on, you're gonna have to sing the best blues that is possible.
Exactly. That hat is the bomb. I love that hat. Love it.
You're pork pie on and you hit it out of the park. That's what you got to do.
Oh, Doc, this is Chuck. Please don't encourage Glenn with that hat.
This is Chuck?
Yes. Don't encourage him any more than you have.
Chuck, you know, while I've got you on,
yes.
So Glenn and Ted had mentioned there's a new version of Picture Book coming out. And so I wanted to, you know, get your input on the old Picture Book and whatever you can reveal about your contribution to the new Picture Book.
I'd say old Picture Book, it's a solid song, and the core song is still there. If anything, it's got more texture to it, more of a pulp spot, which is a little difficult to do.
Longer.
It's a little to do with that type of a song. It's lengthened out a bit. We've added some more things to it, and just generally have fun with it. And in fact, as Glenn and Ted have both mentioned, when we're playing it live, buckle up your seatbelts because you're not quite sure how it's going to come out. We have a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Exactly. So, you know, Jeff,
yes.
To you, what is progressive art music? What does that mean in terms of the context of Thaddeus Project?
Glenn referred to freedom, and there is that runs through our stuff, because we've personalized it to a point where it's that whole idea of freedom and fearlessness. We when we're doing stuff, I mean, the stuff in the studio obviously is rehearsed and we talk things over and there's direction. You'll see it particularly when it's live because we exchange an awful lot of looks back and forth.
I could imagine.
And it's what's really what I find interesting is on certain songs you'll actually see us physically position ourselves in the line of sight for certain people.
Okay.
You know, Glenn and I do a thing, Chuck and I do a thing. Mm-hmm. Ted, you know, we all have these moments where we'll do something, and it could be just a raised eyebrow or something. That's when we start going down these interesting trails. That's, I think, the essence of what that is for us is feeling comfortable enough and knowing each other's tendencies musically to just feel comfortable and going a whole bunch of different ways and not being afraid of it, but actually kind of, really enjoying that whole experience.
Doc, I have a little different twist. This is Ted. I have a little different twist, and I agree with what Jeff said. One of the things we were able to accomplish with this combo, and for those musicians that are out there, they'll be able to relate to this, and that is that we, in our playing, we could get very complex, we could get very ad lib, but we have tonal spaciousness, and we have spaciousness between the instruments where things come through. Okay,
explain it to our listeners. What do you mean by spaciousness? And why is that relevant in your musical setting?
In our musical setting, the reason spaciousness and whatnot is relevant to our music and relevant probably to today's music that's coming out is that you're able to hear the various instruments do various things. Way back in the day, everybody pounding stuff and everybody was at the same volume and right these days, you know, because of all our studio work and Glenn and I, you know, with Thaddeus Project doing it for 15 years, we've learned how to find our own frequencies that make sense.
Exactly.
Bounce between instruments and find dynamics in a feel where, you know, we're not 10.5 all the time and try to put Glenn at 11. We laugh about
that
because a lot of bands and the clubs where everything is at the same volume all the time, and then they try to get the vocals louder, and nothing comes down when the vocals come in. And you know, and I know, bands, when you go to a concert, when you have some really good, when you go see a real good act, there's good dynamics there, and they're not playing at 10.5. They bring it down.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me ask you this. So, you know, and that's something that I think is very important that may be missing from the current music scene. You know, I try to keep my ear to the ground, but, you know, so much music. So there's so many artists out there. Do you think the spacious element is missing from our current pop music scene now? If you do believe that, tell me why. And let me start with Chuck.
Well, I would say it's missing now, and a lot of producers that are out there have formulas that they've been successful following to put it to structure a song. Only have X dollars to spend on what they're doing as well. So it's more they're targeting it to an audience. They're targeting it to an audience that buys that style.
Cookie cutter.
Very narrow.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Wonderful. Gotcha.
Now, I'm here to tell you, it'd be nice to maybe focus something in that area and sell a couple million of something, because we'd all like to see that happen. But we have to stay true. We have to stay true to the musical interplay that we're very successful with. So I'd say it's more about producers going to hit a market. And that's the nature of the business. I don't know. Jeff, what's your take on it?
Well, one of the things that my son was able to get his degree in recording.
Okay, wonderful. From where?
From Middle Tennessee State University.
Okay.
And the expression, you know, in my conversations with him, he talks about how and it really relates a lot to what Chuck just said, these formulas. But he said what they do is they compress everything. They compress everything to try to fit all of these different types of devices that play music on. And unfortunately, when you do that, of course, you're kind of mashing stuff together. The real key to our sound, and I have to give Ted an awful lot of credit for this, because he literally spends days on putting our stuff together, working with Pro Tools, and frankly, it drives him a little mad sometimes. And
I can imagine, right?
But you know what? It really does come through in the recordings, and that is something that I call separation. There's separation between us. We can multi-track something. We can have a lot of different things in there, but there's separation. I'll give you a little. To kind of relate to that, I'll give you a little trivia about The Hurt. There's a separate track on there, and Chuck played a very interesting instrument that he came up with for The Hurt that warranted its own track. Chuck was able to play an old license plate.
really?
Raider.
Yes.
But the license plate made it in.
Yes. Yeah. I'm not sure how many bars it was, but it's there. It's there. It has the right kind of shuffle sound to it. But that's what
wow.
I mean.
Wow.
It's there, and believe me, you know, it came in at the right time, and you know, it spotted right. Ted put it in there perfectly. So
yeah, I mean, interrupt you. So we had our 1 minute warning. I mean, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Jeff. Do you guys want to start sending shout-outs to folks with your 1 minute left? This is prime time, guys. So,
sure, we understand. This is Ted. I'd like to just thank everybody out there that follows us and has supported us. And I want to thank all the other musicians that are out there and bands and people that are into music, because we got to keep this real and keep this alive. And music is an important part of everybody's lives.
Yeah,
exactly.
Doc Glenn here. I would just like to thank you for having us on again. And you know what? I'm going to tell you this, man. Thaddeus Project loves you, Doc, and there ain't nothing you can do about it.
Oh, well, man, vice versa, brother. And we still got to do that barbecue. I mean, think about that barbecue, too.
Yeah. Obviously, there are people out there that support us, and I think it's important that we recognize that without them, you can't do what we do. So we thank them. There's a person though that I think these last few recordings have really helped out a lot. And I want to give him credit. His name is Larry Millis. He uh, he engineered the stuff that we did in World Stage Studios. Just a great guy all the way around it, and really knows his way around the board.
Wonderful. Excellent. Well, I want to say good evening to Thaddeus Project, and thank you for listening in on Jackie Radio Show. Good night. Good night, guys.
Thanks. Good night.
Take care, Doc.